Now, is fruit required for salvation? No. You see, this passage of scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1 is the James 2 of chapter 1 of 2 Peter. It's the James 2. Why? Because it's teaching the same exact thing. You know, James chapter 2 starts off by saying, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect to people. In fact, why don't you turn there? Go to James chapter number 2. James chapter number 2. Look at verse number 14 of James chapter 2. Hold your place there in 2 Peter chapter 1. James 2 is teaching the same thing. Look what it says. What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you saying to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? You know what he's saying there? If you have not added to your faith virtue and brotherly kindness, right? Your faith is dead. Because what are you adding to your faith? Brotherly kindness, temperance, right? Charity, love for your brethren. So if you have these things, when this situation comes up, you will exercise your love towards your brethren. You'll show them that you love them. You'll help them out. Look what it goes on to say, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. James chapter 2 is not teaching anything about salvation. You know what it's teaching? It's teaching what 2 Peter chapter 1 is teaching, which is add to your faith. And guess what? To add to your faith, you have to have faith first. Right? To add to your faith. Faith already has to be present to add to it. You understand? So 2 Peter chapter 1 and James chapter 2 are like twins. They're both teaching the same thing. And they both of these chapters are for mature Christians who want to go above and beyond.
Amen.
Okay? Because look, it's great to be saved. Amen? Amen? But you know what? If God is offering more and he's commanding us to do more, look, the whole Bible is not about salvation. Right? A lot of it's about his people and what he wants them to do after salvation.
Right.
Those commandments are equally important, okay?